Blog Talk Radio.
Our saint of the day for today, October 7th, is Our Lady of the Rosary. In 1571, Pope Pius V called for all of Europe to pray the Rosary for victory at the Battle of Lepanto, in which the Christian belligerents included Papal States. The Christian victory at Lepanto was first celebrated as the Feast of Our Lady of Victory on October 7th. It was later renamed Our Lady of the Rosary. Our Lady of Fatima is the title given to the Virgin Mary as she appeared before three shepherd children near the village of Fatima, Portugal, in 1917. She identified herself to them as the Lady of the Rosary. The Roman Catholic Church officially recognized the Fatima events as worthy of belief in 1930. It is widely believed that in 1214, St. Dominic had a vision of Mary. She is said to have presented him with the rosary, both the beads and the prayers to be prayed. Dominic had tremendous devotion to Mary and to the rosary, which he promoted wherever he traveled to preach. Add a Hail Mary after the grace before meals, or add a less well-known rosary-associated prayer before you eat, such as the Hail Holy Queen, the Fatima prayer, or the Apostles' Creed. Note that this could be a special month to read more about and consider doing a consecration to Mary. Independently from this historical reason, there is a symbolic reason. 10 has the meaning of totality and unity, meaning that each one of Christ's mysteries is part of his total person and work and expresses its unity in totality as well as its thorough contemplation by the person who says this decade of the rosary. The Blessed Mother promises that anyone who regularly prays the rosary and earnestly tries to live according to God's will be spiritually prepared when their time of death comes. Whoever shall have a true devotion to the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the Church. The black rosary bead symbolizes the grounding and protection. When black beads are used in combination with prayer, including the rosary, it calls for the feeling of self-control and resilience. Although considered to many to be a formal or elegant color, it is used in a variety of rosaries from elaborate to simple. A popular German religious manual of the 15th century, 1474, even divides the Hail Mary into four portions and declares that the first part was composed by the angel Gabriel, the second by St. Elizabeth, and the third consisted only of the sacred name. St. Pius V established the Feast of Our Lady of the Victory to thank God for the Christian defeat of the Turks at Lepanto, a victory attributed to praying the rosary. Pope Gregory XIII changed the name to the Feast of the Holy Rosary, originally celebrated on the first Sunday in October in 1573. Pope Clement XI extended the feast to the Universal Church in 1716. And in 1913, St. Pius X set the date for the feast that we know today of October 7th. The development of the rosary has a long history. First, a practice developed of praying 150 Our Fathers in imitation of the 150 Psalms. Then there was a parallel practice of praying the 150 Hail Marys. Soon a mystery of Jesus' life was attached to each Hail Mary. Through Mary's giving of the rosary to St. Dominic is recognized as a legend. The development of this prayer form owes much to the followers of St. Dominic. One of them, Alain de Roche, was known as the Apostle of the Rosary. He founded the first confraternity of the Rosary in the 15th century. In the 16th century, the Rosary was developed to consist of 15 mysteries, joyful, sorrowful, and glorious. In 2002, Pope John Paul II added the five mysteries of light to this devotion. The purpose of the Rosary is to help us meditate on the great mysteries of our salvation. Pius XII called it the compendium of the gospel. The main focus is on Jesus, his birth, life, death, and resurrection. The Our Fathers remind us that Jesus' Father is the imitator of salvation, the initiator. The Our Fathers remind us that Jesus' Father is the initiator of salvation. The Hail Marys remind us to join with Mary in contemplating these mysteries. They also make us aware that Mary was and is intimately joined with her Son in all of the mysteries of his earthly and heavenly existence. The glory beads remind us that the purpose of all life is the glory of the Trinity. The Rosary appeals to many. It is simple. The constant repetition of words help us create an atmosphere in which to contemplate the mysteries of God. We sense that Jesus and Mary are with us in the joy and sorrows of life. We grow in hope that God will bring us to share in the glory of Jesus and Mary forever. And that is our saint of the day, Our Lady of the Rosary, October 7th. Good evening and welcome to a special edition of the Catholic Defender Radio Show. Tonight, with your host Don Hartley, the Catholic Defender, we will examine in depth the truths of our faith and why we believe them. Tonight, Don Hartley's guest host is John Carpenter, an expert on a number of apparitions of our Blessed Mother. Tonight, John will lead us in an in-depth examination of one of these apparitions. Here now is John Carpenter, who will tell us which of Our Lady's apparitions we will examine tonight.
Good evening and welcome to Journey with Mary. Yes, every week we take a journey with Mary to some place in the world where she has made an appearance. And she's made quite a few of them over the last roughly 2,000 years. And we have documented officially through the International Marian Research Institute in Dayton, Ohio, roughly close to 2,700 appearances. And that's just locations. Sometimes at those locations, she'd stick around for weeks, months, even years. The longest running apparition went 54 years in one place. So that's a lifetime and just to one person. But, you know, so she's very busy doing a lot of things in a lot of places. But our show wants to look at what is she doing. Why is she there, and what messages or what can we learn from her appearances? Sometimes it's pretty obvious she shows up in a place to warn them of something that could happen soon. In other places, she warns them about plagues or disease or other things that might come. And she's all the time asking them to build churches and shrines and places where people can worship her son. And perhaps honor her as well. So it's quite an interesting story, and it's not like people ask for her to show up and then she answers their call. No, besides where she's going next and when, and we had nothing to do with that, trust me. I can't think of a single story in which the person started it up on their own. No, she just appears often to people who had no idea she was even out there. Even atheists who didn't even believe in her, and yet now they do because she showed up in front of three of them at the same time, and that was rather unmistakable since all three saw her and all three did not believe in her, and now they do. So this has been going on, like I said, since 40 AD up to the present day. That's right, even today. So our show wants to look at what's this all about. We look at the science of it, the investigations, the messages, the details, everything we can to bring the best information to you. And hey, just 11, 12 years ago, I didn't know anything about this stuff. Nothing. About 13 years ago, I didn't know anything about it. And I was amazed because the more I looked into it, I realized, whoa, there is something going on here. And I work as a psychiatric therapist. I've seen every kind of disorder and psychological problem you can imagine over the past 40 years. And so it just doesn't fit any of those things. And it's truly supernatural and truly separate and different and unique. And yet at the same time, very consistent. From one appearance to another, no matter what country, what decade, what was going on, whether there's a war going on or famine or whatever, whether it was 1200s or 1800s, whenever she appeared, it was the same kind of way that she did things. It adds a lot of credibility to this being a real event. And science has very much proven that it's a real event, but they just can't explain it. Be expected when it's supernatural. All right, so given all that, nice little introduction for those of you who may not know what's going on. First of all, I'd like to bring on my co-host, Mr. Donald Hartley. How are you doing tonight, Donald?
Well, John, I believe that this series, the Journey with Mary series, is largely one reason why so many have returned back to the Catholic faith out there in deeper truth land, because these powerful stories, when people hear them, and that to me is what it's all about. And so you're going to be talking about a miracle here pretty quickly, and I got something in the scriptures that relate to it.
Oh, good. That'll be great when we get to it. That's awesome. We also have Mike in New Jersey. How are you doing tonight, Mike?
Well, I'm hanging in there. Yeah, my computer died.
Oh. Are you on this phone then?
I'm dead in the water.
Well, you sound alive.
Oh, gee, thanks. No, I'm fine.
Good. Just computer.
Hey, John, what did you think of Mike's intro there at the very beginning?
Oh, I love that. It's a great little history, and it's quite a lot of history to cram into a few minutes, but you got it done. And for people listening that didn't know all that, that's a lot of good information for them.
And
I haven't heard it.
The Lady of the Rosary, Saint of the Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, oh that one.
Yeah,
there's
the one
a
that
lot
you
of
made.
History in that. Yeah.
You probably
yeah.
did hear it since you made it.
I was probably the last one. I'm one of the last ones I made before the computer croaked.
Well, it made it on the air. So.
Well, that's good. That's the main thing.
Well, and also hanging in there is Doc in Tennessee. How you doing,
Hello,
Doc?
Hello, Doc.
Hello, everybody out there in the world. I hate to do it, but I'm going to kind of point something out. Israel has been attacked viciously, violently. Iran got some funding. Recently came into a lot of money, and instead of using it to help people and save lives and actually promote the cult that they have as the religion of love and tolerance, they decided to attack and kill a lot of people. And a lot of people survived. And the women, I've seen videos, these women are going to be treated badly. So everybody out there, take a minute, pray for these women. Pray for their souls. Pray for them. Pray for their deliverance. And I ask that, you know, we take a minute to end the violence. You don't believe in the same God I do. Maybe you do. I don't know. You don't have to kill people over it. Conversion by the sword never works. It'll never be a true conversion. I don't care what people say. Anyway, I pray for these women. I think of them. I think of what's happening over there right now. And I pray that God, in his wisdom and his grace, protects these people as best as possible. Lord, have
Amen.
Mercy, thy will be done. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
I agree. Yeah. Well, tonight we go back to France. We were there last week, and Mary hung around. She didn't. Well,
yeah, we
might have gone somewhere else, but she's still messing with France here. And our story is in a place called Querien. That's Querien. I think it's pronounced Querien. La Prenesse. Prenesse.
Spell that
in France.
Again.
Q Quererien, Querrien. And then it's in the region of La Prenassée. And that's in France in 1652. That's the year, 1652. Last week we were in, I think, 1649, and very close. So, and she's also known in this story as Our Lady of Eternal Aid, and we'll find out about that. So here's how the story starts. Quererien is a small village in the northwestern part of France, known as Brittany. On August 15th, 1652, Jeanne Courtel, age 12, was a poor shepherdess tending her father's flock of sheep. She had been both deaf and mute, couldn't speak ever since her birth. She was reciting her prayers in her head, I guess, when she was surprised by the sudden appearance of the Blessed Virgin. Our Lady was holding the child Jesus on one arm and holding a stalk of lilies in the other. Blessed Mary had only spoken a few words when Jeanne suddenly realized that she could actually hear her. The 12-year-old had been miraculously healed. Our Lady spoke in a sweet voice. And by the way, that's very common that we hear that she has a sweet, almost musical voice, hard to imitate. And she said, I choose this place to be honored. Build for me a chapel in the middle of this village, and many people will come. Well, then a dialogue began between the Holy Virgin and the shepherdess. Mary continued, quote, charming shepherdess, give me one of your lambs. Well, Jeanne would have willingly given one to the lady, but she replied, these sheep are not mine. They are my father's. Then Mary replied with these directions, return to your parents and tell them that I require a lamb. Jeanne turned to leave, but then turned back and asked Our Lady, but who will keep my herd? Blessed Mary replied, myself, I will keep your sheep.
Wow.
The little girl returned, yeah. So Mary's going to play shepherdess here. The little girl returned to her parents quickly, and they were astonished to hear her speak. Yeah, that would be exciting. Jeanne excitedly told them, a lady came to see me, and she asked me for one of your lambs. Father was overjoyed at his daughter's miraculous healing and replied, ah, my daughter, because this lady has made you speak, we will give her all the flock.
Well, Jeanne, wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of sheep, Mary.
Yeah, give her whatever she wants. Give her whatever she wants. She can have it all.
That's right. Yeah, he got it. Yeah, he got it. Well, Jeanne also related that her father should dig in the nearby pond, according to Mary, to find a statue of this lady that had been buried there for centuries, according to Our Lady. The father asked his daughter if the lady had stated who she was. See, they still don't even know who she is. But Jeanne said that she said that she was the Virgin Mary, and we need to build a chapel in the village so many pilgrims will go there to honor her. The father responded, if this is true, we will ask the bishop to allow us to build a shrine to the Virgin Mary. Well, in the days that followed, the Virgin appeared again and repeated her request for a chapel. History states that in the year 610 A.D., Saint Gall, that's G-A-L-L, had visited the region to erect a hermitage. He had sculpted a statue of the Virgin Mary. During a disastrous time in the region, the chapel he had built was destroyed, and his statue was lost. But on August 20th, having been divinely directed by Our Lady, and this isn't the first time that she's told someone where to look, where to dig up something. She did that in Russia, Kazan, Russia, told that little girl, gave her directions on where to find a lost painting, and she found it right away, although it had been years and years and years. Well, here, Mary divinely directs them to search the pond for the statue. Immediately it was found and proven to be in excellent condition, despite having been buried in water for centuries. Yeah, that's not likely to be in good condition. But you know how miracles are, especially with religious objects. So, during that same year of 1652, Monsignor Denis de la Barde, bishop of that region, made an appearance on September 11th and was informed about all that had taken place. Several days later, on September 20th, after conducting his investigation, he formally recognized the validity of the apparitions and blessed the first stone of the future chapel. Chapel was begun to be built that year in 1652 and was completed 4 years later. And then it was enlarged in 1779 because of the large crowds that visited the shrine. The body of visionary Jean Courtel was entombed within the shrine after her death in 1703 at the age of 63. And in those days, I'm sure 63 was really old. That was probably very unusual to even live that long. Okay, so on August 14th, 1950, some 20,000 pilgrims visited Carrion for the coronation of the miraculous statue by the local bishop, who did so in the presence of many ecclesiastics. One of the most splendid ceremonies to take place at the shrine was that in honor of Cardinal Lustiger, Archbishop of Paris, who paid homage to the Madonna and then blessed the new buildings on September 10th, the year 2000. The Shrine of Our Lady of Eternal Aid is proud to announce that it is the only one in Brittany that has been authenticated by the Catholic Church. And that's our little story. Pretty amazing. I'm still wondering, what did Mary do with all the sheep?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, bad.
Well, she might have given them to Ebenezer Scrooge. He kept saying, bah, humbug.
Oh, my. We've missed you.
That is, wow. Yeah, it's that you never did find out what she wanted the sheep for.
Well, maybe they needed to get a haircut.
Really,
maybe.
That is the first time they've asked for an animal sacrifice since Christ.
Well, maybe
I have a feeling.
Maybe
I have
she
a
need, maybe somebody needed to go to the Baba shop.
Oh dear! Oh my God!
How's it getting worse?
Oh,
yeah.
That's so sheepish. Oh, that's sheepish of you, Mike. Oh, we have a herd of jokes coming. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard of jokes. I heard of jokes.
Yes.
My puns aren't very punny, are they?
Oh, you do pretty good. All right. So, what do you think of this story?
I'm actually, when I heard the name of the miracle, Our Lady of Eternal Aid, after what I just said about those girls over there, I would like to call on Our Lady of Eternal Aid to help these women, to guide them and to let them know they're not forgotten, and to ultimately help in their recovery, release, salvation.
Well,
You go to Mark chapter 7, beginning with verse 31. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee and through the region of the Decapolis, and they brought to him a man who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they besought him to lay his hand upon him. And taking him aside from the multitude privately, put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly, and he charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And so this person that was healed is, you could tell, way back then, deeper truth was there. So this guy was, he was part of deeper truth back then. And he was healed. And what Mary did, and the healing, Jesus was involved in that as well. Wouldn't you agree with that, John?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it's just like the wedding at Cana. Mary directs Jesus to what is needed to be done, and then he obeys his mom and comes through.
He doesn't disappoint, that's for sure.
No, he doesn't, which is, when I explain to Protestants why we ask Mary for intercession to Jesus and tell them that story, they go, oh, I get it. Sure. Why not ask her? She gets good results. And I go, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Welcome to the pool. Yeah. There you go. Your first catechism class. There you go.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Well, they get it right away then. They go, oh, I get it. It's like asking a good friend to pray for you, except that good friend is friends with Jesus.
Yeah.
Pretty close, yeah.
More than friends.
Yeah.
More than friends.
So this is, pretty amazing story, really. That 12-year-old shepherdess, she had no idea what was really going on, but it was really cool that the father recognized the importance of this visit, because, often the parents just spank their kids and say, quit lying, quit making up this stuff, But he believed her. Well, of course, she was speaking now, and she hadn't been able to, so a miracle had taken place. That also happened in Guitarra Canyon, Colombia, when the little girl, and she was just 4 years old, and she was deaf and mute, and she saw Mary and immediately yelled out to her mom, Mommy, Mommy, there's a beautiful lady here with a little boy in her arms. And that's the first time her mother had ever heard her talk. So Mary has a way of allowing you to be able to hear and speak when it's important. And
wow.
Definitely would bring credence to what this person is telling them. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
She hadn't spoken at all. What'd you say? She's 13 years old, and all of a sudden now she's speaking. Yeah, I think Dad's going to be like, okay, yeah, you got my attention. First thing you said in 13 years, I'm going to listen to you. So yeah, I mean, that is a bona fide miracle. Dad knows she's not faking. That's one thing a father knows if the kid is faking. It's an easy, they give it away. They give it away. If you can't tell if your kid's faking, you got no business calling yourself a dad. We've all done it. We've all faked, so we know what it looks like, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so there you go. So it's here's this kid come running in and telling him about the lady. She wants these sheep. Yeah, take them all. Go ahead. You, she's talking. Good Lord. Rabbi, look, she's talking. Call the neighbors. Call the friends. Let's have a party. The kids are talking. You know, I mean, seriously, can you imagine his reaction, the father's reaction for that?
That's
he's probably
right.
been praying for that for years. You know, because he knows that she can't talk. She, what kind of life has she got ahead of her? Every father mm-hmm. thinks of that. You think of what kind of life your children are going to have. What comes there when you're not there to take care of them? What will become of them? And she can't speak. Oh my God, she's going to be sitting there with a tin can. She's going to be used. She's going to, you know, the worst possible nightmares. And now she's talking. Oh my God. Praise the Lord. Boom. Yeah, give her all she wants. I can get more sheep. No problem. Yeah. Holy
so
mackerel.
The question is, what did Mary do with this flock of sheep? That's a mystery.
Yeah.
They just grazed out there until the father came out there sent his other children out there, and they were taken care of. No wolf came and took any while under Mary's watch. Notice that.
Oh, no.
No wolf took any sheep while she was watching over them. And I would have to say that with us, too. In fact, I like what St. John Vianney said, that when you call upon Our Lady, the Virgin Mary, she will come at once. If you are tempted, and Satan will flee. Oh, wow. So no wolf can get any of her own, or Jesus' own, you know?
And you know what, Donald? For every prayer said to her in the next 100 days, each person got a free sheep.
There you go. I take it.
Well, for your prayers.
That would be worth something.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, I guess.
They can always say, I got plenty of mutton.
Bad.
Bad.
Yeah, very bad.
Bad.
Mike, you're a little sheepish tonight.
Oh, that was cute.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, that's interesting. And I think it's always a test because I've heard Mary do this before. Well, she'll say, I need some milk from your jug. And the little boy goes, but I don't have very much. And she goes, but my son really needs some, and I need all that you have. And so the little boy gave her all that he had. Little did he know that miraculously the jug would fill immediately with milk again in a miraculous way. But it's a test to see, will you give when asked, you know? Will you give, or will you be selfish and say no? And those who gave are always rewarded, it seems like, with more benefits or treats or whatever. So in this case,
wow.
The girl got her voice and her hearing.
Wow, that's amazing you just said that. That is, oh my Lord. I was on the way home from church and I realized that, I mean, I had a thought. All my life I prayed, God, help me do this. Help me, help me, help me. And there came a point where I started praying for other people. And my life has changed wonderfully in so many ways since I started doing that. You know, if you can pick a point when you actually started going down the right path, I would have to say that was it for me when I started praying for other people. This person needs help. Lord, help. If I'm worth any merits, give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have rewarded tenfold for that. So it's amazing
that makes
you
sense.
Just said that. Wow.
Well, well, it's it's interesting how Mary does test people every now and then and see how willing they are to give freely or whether they're going to be selfish or what. So we run into that every now and then where she kind of tests them to see how willing they are to provide or to give of themselves. And when they do, all of a sudden they are miraculously healed. They are miraculously helped, and or their jug is miraculously filled with milk to the brim. You know, just things like that just keep happening. And I love the stories because it's like she doesn't really steal. I have a feeling with the flock of sheep that she gave it to somebody, that she provided to somebody who needed sheep, and she just made it happen for them. Because I can't imagine her taking all those sheep up to heaven or something. I mean, Jesus would say, Mary, what are you doing? We got enough sheep up here. Oh, dear. Well, we're going to also be in France again, but it's one of my favorite stories. And Donald, I know you know this one, and that's in Laos, France, L-A-U-S. And
yeah.
This was the longest, I mentioned it in my opening about the longest running apparition, and this is it, from 1664 to 1718, about 54 years it ran. And I won't go into it because that's next week's story, but it's a really good one. And it's just remarkable, again, what happens in that story. Again, still in France. Mary's
with
making the rounds.
That many years, I imagine we ain't going to cover it all in one day.
Well, we don't get into all the messages of those years, so we'll probably cover it in one day. But, some people are real good about filling journals and writing everything down, and others just have their private little discussions and don't write everything down. So, but she's a really amazing visionary, and it's just a cool story. And you'll see why when we deal with that next week. Laos, France, L-A-U-S. France. All right. So what else we got going on out there? Anyone got any interesting stories to report?
Well, the Chiefs won today, making them 4-1.
There you go.
Good.
They should have
You're lucky I don't have my computer up.
Why is that?
I'd have played that Take Me Home, Pat Mahomes.
Well, Donald, was Taylor Swift there?
No, she wasn't there. She wasn't at this. She wasn't in Minnesota. But presence, they talked about her a lot, though.
That's funny. Oh, well.
I want to point out that I've come to the realization that there is a pandemic of mental illness, and I want to be the one to call it. There is a pandemic of mental illness. I see it everywhere. I mean, Miss Universe Brazil is a man. Come on, really? Do we all have to play along, or can some of us check out of the lunacy that's going on? We need to call it what it is. There is a mental illness. There's an actual name for it. Doc, maybe you can help me out with it, where you think you're the gender of another person. There's a name for that, and we need to call it what it is and stop enabling these people. You would not give an alcoholic the keys to your car and a bottle of bourbon. Why would you allow a grown man to say, I'm a woman, and parade around like a woman and let them compete against other women? Why are the women allowing this? You know, so a man shows up, wants to compete, all the women sit down, let him compete. When he's done, y'all can have your competition. He wins a trophy against himself. You know, I mean, when we stop enabling this behavior as a worldwide society, when we act like adults again, sanity will return. But so long as we pretend, yeah, I stopped pretending on the playground when I was a little child. I don't play house anymore. You know, you cannot arbitrarily change your gender. Your gender was assigned at conception. And I got news for you, boo-boo. God doesn't make a mistake. You are perfect just the way you are. Don't let anyone tell you you need to modify your body. What the hell are you doing? God gave you are the temple of God. Why would you need to modify that? Read the Old Testament. Look at what they had to go through to build the temple. You are the temple. You are it. Why would you have to? You don't need to become anything. You are what you are. And I got news for you. It doesn't matter if you're malformed, mal-shaped. By whose standards is that? You are perfect just the way God made you. Trust me. I have seen things that I can hardly articulate. But one thing that is crystal clear. God said, let us make man unto our image. And he created them male and female. Period. End of story. You don't have, there are no alphabet. Transgenderism is a fallacy. It doesn't exist. It's just people mutilating their body at the tune of billions of dollars. The medical community should be ashamed of themselves. They violated their Hippocratic Oath by allowing this lunacy to continue. There is a pandemic. There is a pandemic. It's a pandemic of mental illness, and it needs to be addressed. And if we here at Deeper Truth are the first to speak it, then so be it. I will debate anybody. Anybody to prove transgenderism does not exist. You know, you take the DNA, take it to a lab. What 23andMe will do. What is this? Is it a male or a female? We'll go by that. You say follow the science? Let's follow it. Let's follow it right down that rabbit hole, and their entire argument dissolves. And what you have are people with mental illness. And once we can recognize that as an adult society, we can correct it. We can fix it. We need to before it's too late.
I know that in counseling people that often around 12, 14 years old, they think they're this or they think they're that. And I just listen because, and to me, they aren't grown up yet. And sure enough, by 16 or 17, then it's changed again. And
they're going to mutilate their body before they've had a chance to experience their body. That's what they need to be warned against.
Yeah.
You want to play opposite sex, okay, but keep the equipment you got. For now, I mean, 10 years from now, you're going to feel different. I guarantee you. You know,
years from now, you will
feel different about everything.
Years and years and years ago when I was in training, they had what's called experimental phase of adolescence where boys play with boys and girls play with girls, and it's a normal developmental thing. It does not mean that they are those sexes. It just means, or not their sex, but it's an experimental phase of development. And the brain keeps developing until age 25. So to make any huge decision before then is just really taking a big risk. And, you know, you wondered what it's called. I call it confused. That's
no, there's body dysphoria, I think, is the actual technical term or something like that.
Yeah,
don't quote
several,
me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not my field of expertise. I'll be the first to admit it. But I've been around for a long time, and I remember back in the 70s, I think it was, during that era,
John,
they've actually declassified homosexuality as a mental illness.
Yeah,
and
John.
I said in my head that is the beginning of the end.
Doc,
it's going to expand out.
Hold on now, because of the way this I got to play this, so everybody just listen up for a moment.
Okay. It's Mary.
Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. Ba 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 ba. We're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Got a pump of lambs to know, and Rob is scared to steal it from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Went through the fans, looking for some friends. God saw me scram, so he brought me back again, cause I'm a ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You got to follow where he's going, gotta take him in the promised land. Tried many moves, tried getting loose, tried petting zoos, but I knew they wouldn't do, cause I'm a lamb. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You gotta follow where he's going, gotta take him in the promised land. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Well, that was bad.
If I figure if Our Lady was going to give us a lamb, well, then I would want one that could sing like that, you know?
Where did you get that? Where did you get that goofy thing?
That was the Lamb Boys.
The Lamb Boys?
The Lamb Boys?
You've
got to be kidding me.
Yeah, they got an opening act called Mint Jelly.
I think the band is actually on the lamb. Oh, Mikey, outdid you. Oh, that was interesting.
I've got the original.
Well,
I've got the original. I just can't play it.
The big question is what happened to Mary's flock of sheep, and so we're exploring that.
Didn't you just hear him singing? Didn't you hear him harmonize right there?
I know.
They were harmonizing really well.
I know. I think I know where they ended up now. Uh-oh.
They ended up in my studio.
Lucky you. Oh, dear. Well, we're getting near that time where we can do our Hail Mary worldwide, and we'll enter all these prayers in, especially for the women and other children and victims of the Hamas attacks, the ones that are captured and all that, like Doc was saying. So we'll keep them in our prayers and say this Hail Mary. And everyone out there around the world, please join with me now in saying the Hail Mary so that our voices will rise in unison up toward heaven, where heaven can smile, knowing that we're thinking of our beloved mother and all that she's done and all of her sheep, which are up there probably with her. I don't know how many she's collected. But anyway, so here we go. Join with me now. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
Got the Latin one?
Nomine Patris et Filii et Pater Noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debite nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos da malo, amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri, Filio, Spiritui Sancto, sicut in erat et in principio, et nunc et semper, saecula, saeculorum. Amen. Nomine Patri, Filio, Spiritui Sancti. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. All right.
Amen.
Well, anything else before we wrap it up tonight?
Hey, we had about 10,000 hits on our webpage today, which is great.
Wow.
Good.
Wow. That's great.
So I want to thank everybody out there for listening to us and reading our, supporting Deeper Truth with what we write out there. And with our radio shows like tonight, Journey with Mary, as we do this every Sunday night. And also tomorrow night we'll have Dr. Gregory Thompson with the Eucharistic Miracle. And these are fantastic. And we're doing the Stand in the Gap series where we're praying for priests, praying for children, praying for those in prison, praying for the elderly, praying for the prodigals, and we're praying for the poor souls in purgatory. We're praying for those who have recently passed. So quite a lot we're actually doing. And Mike has been huge on that. That was what we did yesterday with the Our Lady of the Rosary. So Mike, he puts a soundtrack behind it, and it sounds really good.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Mike, and thanks for all your input and your passionate concerns that we always love to hear. And Donald, always glad to have you back and in the saddle. Doing good, and of course I do what I do.
Oh, we're thankful for you, John. I mean, Deeper Truth Authority on Mary. Deeper Truth Authority on Mary. That's John Carpenter. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
it. I want to thank
you. I didn't know that was going to happen, but it does. Hmm?
I said, I want to thank you guys for the platform. I know I come on like a tidal wave. Don is very familiar with that. He comes on like a hurricane. But, you know, I mean, seriously, you guys give me a platform to voice these things. A lot of this stuff, I don't know where it comes from. I'm actually a very happy person. I consider myself blessed. Well beyond what I deserve. I don't deserve any of the things that I have. for the things that I've done. I truly believe that, but I think the only way that I can earn it is by speaking the truth and speaking what comes up, what is given to me to put out there. So I thank you guys for the opportunity and the platform to do that. And
well,
if I offend anybody, it's not personal. Nothing I say is meant towards individual. It's meant towards a thought process. What I say, if I trigger a nerve, you have to ask yourself, why did I trigger that nerve? What is wrong with my person? Because the information, I'm not saying I'm holier now, I'm not. But I'm just a vessel. What I say on this program, I don't write it down. It's on the spot. And I say a prayer that, you know, guide me, use me. I did that when I started this show, and that's where it comes from. So,
but Doc, you know, we learned about you one thing tonight. We learned one thing about you tonight, that that you were a fan of Tiny Tim and Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
That is a musical classic. It really is. You know, everybody out there should look that up. The fact that that big man, that tall man, actually sung Tiptoe Through the Tulips with a ukulele back then. Are you kidding me? That was that's what you call courageous. It made him a star. It made him a star. That one. It reminds me of when who was that dude who played Laco on Taxi? What was his name? Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman.
When he showed up for his interview, he played the Mighty Mouse soundtrack, the little 45, and all he did was sing, "Here I come to save the day," and then he just stood there and danced and let the album play, a little 45, and that made him a star. It doesn't take much. It just has to be right. And Tiny Tim, he'll always be remembered for his Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't
saw
really
that
remember
live.
Him doing anything else.
Well, I'm going to just share something here for just a second here, because this is two of my sons, Nathan, playing guitar, and Jason, playing a little bit of a drum here. So just check this out for a second.
Ooh.
See, I'm kind of a proud dad.
you have talented
really
children. You have talented
that?
Children.
That's They're really
talented.
Good. That's really good. I think you just need to sing now with them.
I do have one piece here that I do sing with them, Awesome God. We do our version of Awesome God, and that's pretty good. Not me. But they do a good job.
Well, we're about to be cut off here, so I'm going to play
All right,
the,
well, thank you, John.
The closing. All right.
Okay.
Good job, everybody. See you next week.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Catholic Defender Radio Show, an in-depth examination of the truths of our faith and why we believe them. Tonight, Don Hartley's guest host has been John Carpenter, an expert on more than 90 confirmed apparitions of our Blessed Mother. Be sure to join us again as we examine another Marian apparition in depth, right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.